Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
As you can tell, I'm a little sick. I think it's because all of my positive life force energy left my body, and I was wondering if you could, like, give me some of it.
Oh, give you some of it? So positively.
Like an organ donation.
Mm. Yeah, I got you, man.
Say the thing.
And this is stranger still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the questions that align the blue magical energy inside of your spine hole, is what I think, you know? Well, there's a column, Nicholas. See, the spine is made up of lots of vertebrae, and I'm John Began.
I'm Nick Wood. How's it going, man?
I was trying to just throw that in there. You're on top of your game to jump back at me.
Although, I know, I was all ready to introduce myself, and you're talking about spines, and boy, I can't keep up.
Yeah. Mostly because you're a little under the weather today. Is that the case?
Yeah. If you can't tell my voice, I hear it. I don't know if you hear it. It's just a cold, and I know this because I don't have a dry cough like the COVID, and I have a lot of mucus, and it is disgusting, man.
Oh,
I took
gross.
A Mucinex in like 5 minutes. I went through like 10 Kleenexes. That's not true, but it acted fast. I turned into a faucet. It was pretty gross.
No.
You're getting Nicola today.
Tell people where they could find us so when they turn this off, they could try another one. So they don't give up completely on us.
Well, here's the thing, John, is I do feel sick, but I think I found the cure this week. I don't know if people know this, but the reason that we do this podcast is because I get sick too often, and we're always just looking for the thing that's going to cure my common cold. We've buried the lead for 4 years, but that's the real goal of this podcast. I found it, John. It's Oregon.
Oh, like the trail?
Not the trail. You're thinking of dysentery.
Oh, dysentery.
Have I lost the plot yet?
Like you get in the in your organs?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's like it's an organ, the instrument.
Yeah.
Organ. That's how like Arnold Schwarzenegger would say it though, right? I'm going to play the organ.
I'm going to play the organ. Watch me.
Oh, he would say organ.
Yeah. Well, he'd probably just say it like I'm playing the organ. I don't know, that's the best I got. So John, about a year ago, I said this before we started recording, but I went to the Minnesota Science Museum with my family. And they had a lot of cool stuff. They had, like, the Body Works there, which is where they...
Oh, my God. I have one of those at my mall. They have the best hand sanitizer.
No, it's the thing where they take all those dead bodies and then put them in poses and, like, rip them open and flay them so you can see inside of a body.
Yeah, we're talking about the same place. They have this one called Sweet Pea. It's, like, my favorite hand sanitizer.
That's Bath and... Oh, it's Body Worlds. Damn it, not Body Works. I was wondering where you were going with it. But they had that, and they had like all this cool, they had a bunch of dinosaur fossils and stuff, but like on the second or third floor, they have this whole section dedicated to pseudoscience. I was like, oh my God, this is our show.
Yeah.
in physical form.
That's so bizarre. Yeah,
I know. And I went around, they had a bunch of like, mostly it was like panaceas or cure-alls. There's like questionable exercise equipment and stuff, and like mind reading devices and stuff like that. But I took pictures of all of them. I was like, we're going to do episodes on all this stuff. And then I forgot about it for a year. And one of the things that stood out was this organ accumulator, which you posted on our Facebook page. If we're streaming live, so if you're joining us live, I have pictures here. It's this giant wooden box. We'll go into detail here. It fits one person in it in a chair.
Oh, you didn't make me a Google Drive this time. I can't see these pictures.
Yeah, sorry. But you just sit inside, you shut the door, and you sit in there for a while. And I packed that away in my memory for a long time. And I wanted to do an episode on it, but we never did until this week. I saw a Today I Learned post on Reddit, if you guys peruse Reddit. It's posts that inspire a lot of episodes where people are like, I just discovered this thing and I think you might like it too. And they post an article to it. And the post said, today I learned of the Orgon Accumulator, a device sold in the 1950s to allow a person sitting inside to attract Orgon, a massless healing energy. The FDA noted that one purchaser, a college professor, knew that it was phony, but found it helpful because his wife sat quietly in it for 4 hours every day.
Sounds like there's something else going on here. Right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was kind of hesitant to talk about it because I was like, I know we've talked about this before. And as it happens, we have. Do you remember where?
Oh, wow. I mean, I've got a list of our episodes up in front of me because I was going to ask if you ran into Grant Kirkhope at that museum since it was a physical manifestation.
Of our whole show. Yeah.
Manifestation.
It was like two sentences in our episode on the Montauk Project.
Oh, I was going to guess John and Nick visit a haunted cornfield.
A totally real, not fake at all, haunted corn visit. There were claims in the Montauk episode that the CIA was using Orgon energy to control the weather. In that episode, we also called it orgasmic energy. So it should come to no surprise to you that we're going to talk a lot about sex and sexual energy in this episode. So if that makes you uncomfortable, listen anyway. Don't be a dweeb. Just get over it. Be sex positive for once in your life. Why don't you?
Oh, that's a great message.
Well, as we go through Orgon energy, it might be weird that it came up in that episode and it has such a sexual relation to it, but you'll come around to it. You'll understand where this is all going. So the reason that we're talking about this at all, for those that don't know, Orgon energy can be used in a type of therapy that can supposedly treat things like anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, headaches, migraines, blah, blah, blah. And of course,
Cancer.
You name it, Orgon therapy can.
I've never been so excited about cancer. And I just feel good because I got something right.
Yeah. I mean, a broken clock's right twice a day. But Orgon, as mentioned before, is a massless, nearly invisible energy that makes up the foundations of life. It makes up every cell in your body. It's in the air around us. It goes all the way up to forming galaxies is how important this stuff is. John, do you know what makes the sky blue?
Orgon? Organic?
Well, it depends on who you ask, because scientists want you to think that the atmosphere is blue because more blue light refracts off the atmosphere than other colors of light on most times of the day.
Ah, so this has a little bit of, like, government conspiracy theory built into it,
well,
naturally?
Not yet.
Okay.
The real reason, though, is that the atmosphere is filled with orgon particles, and orgon, of course, emits little tiny amounts of blue light.
Okay.
So it's also found in anything blue, like my hat that I'm wearing, or the ocean. That's why the ocean is blue. I even saw a claim that's like, hey, if you need proof that Orgon is blue and exists, look at a glowworm's tail.
Ah,
it glows blue because Orgon. And then,
that's
of course,
a really good example. Like, that's good. Like, what if I put on a blue LED, you know?
It's Orgon.
Yeah.
You might say that it's just a light emitting diode that has like blue plastic, but no, Orgon, okay? And then, of course, there's all sorts of natural phenomena like St. Elmo's fire or Aurora Borealis, and those have blue tints to them sometimes, and that's because Orgon and not because of easily explainable phenomenon.
So Orgon is magic.
Orgon is magic, man. It's everything. It's everything. So I figured,
who invented this, and how many years after the guy that found acid?
Well, let's see. When was LSD discovery? It lay dormant for a long time in 1938. So keep that date in mind. That's when LSD was first synthesized by Albert Hoffman. But I think I mentioned this before too. When I decided to do Orgon this week, I was like, this is so long ago. Everyone knows that this is bunk. No one believes in Orgon energy these days. But of course, when I say something like that, then someone in the universe is like, Orgon energy is going to save the world. And because why would you ever listen to science? Maybe it's because this guy named Wilhelm Reich. Wilhelm was an Austrian man born in 1897.
1897? Before acid.
I had to make sure that I got that date right in my head because I typed it out wrong once and I had to like double check that I wasn't crazy. 1897. So after World War I, he moved to Vienna to study medicine. And he became friends with our beloved Sigmund Freud. Mm. And likewise became obsessed with sexuality.
The only thing I could think of in my head is I read some book one time that had a chapter called The Void Freud. And every time I hear his name, that's all I could think.
A Void Freud.
Like, as an instinct.
He needs an episode on his own, and then we'll call it A Void Freud. But Reich believed, much like Freud, that repressed sexuality or trauma could lead to psychological, and in Reich's case, he later believed it could lead to physical issues. And there's a line in an article from downeast.com that just, it left me baffled. I'm going to read it to you.
Okay, and then I have a question.
Yeah. This sentence is, getting patients to shamelessly experience gratifying orgasms became a central goal of his therapy.
I didn't have the courage to do a spit take because this is a new couch. But I did get a big gulp of coffee before that. And yeah. I did want to spit it out of my mouth.
Yeah. It doesn't. The article doesn't come right out and say this, but I assume it's one of those quote-unquote therapies, like back in the day where husbands would be like, my wife is acting crazy and I talk like this because it's 1930. And the doctor's, their treatment would to bring them to an orgasm to cure their hysteria. And that's where we get the word hysteria. Who knew it was also sexist?
Now I have two questions.
Yes.
This guy's an asshole, right? I'm sorry. You can mute that, but...
well...
No. Okay, go on.
Well, he's... sort of. Okay, I'm glad you brought this up when you did, because he was a questionable guy in the psychological world, but I do want to commend him on his sex positivity.
Okay.
Because way back in the early 1900s, he was focused on teaching safe sex practices, and he set up little clinics to provide contraceptives to people. He stressed the importance of premarital sex and stuff. And on that front, he was golden. So I got to give credit where credit's due. Okay. He was way ahead of his time.
And where was this all happening in 1890?
This started off in Austria.
Okay.
But Reich was very Marxist and vocal that he believed workers of the time were sexually repressed, and that's why they couldn't stand up for themselves and cause a revolution in their time. And sexual repression also caused things like capitalism. And also fascists were sexually repressed. So needless to say, once the Nazis began to rise to power, he saw himself out and moved to Norway.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, I had another question.
Yeah.
Did he have, a dad?
Everyone has a dad.
Okay, and did his dad have a dad? Did
you look that up? Every dad's dad has a dad.
Okay, so if you go back from that generation, uh-huh. Does that make him the Third Reich? And does that suck for him?
I can't.
Isn't that, a horrible thing to have to, deal with? What if he's a junior, you know?
Yeah.
Then he's the Third Reich.
That would be really bad.
Well, I'm glad he left for Norway.
Yes, he did leave
for Norway.
This guy's
sounded super progressive so far, except for all the terrible wife stuff I'm sure we'll get into.
Yeah, and he was really focused on libido, much like Sigmund Freud was. So when he went to Norway, he tried to find a...
hold on.
Yeah.
I just want to say before I forget that the name of this episode is Living Libido Loca, just so you know. I want you to be able to write that down.
Let me write that down.
Okay. Living Libido Loca.
Libido... I don't know how he spells that. I'm going to have to look it up later.
Okay.
So when he went to Norway, he was looking for a physical manifestation of libido, a physical way to measure libido. Like you could look under a microscope and see it just there on your petri dish. And he started looking at microorganisms under a microscope and noticed that these little microorganisms made movements that looked much like a human orgasm. They were just pulsating, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean because I've seen Austin Powers. Do you remember when he gets his mojo taken and it's literally in a vial?
Yeah, that's what he saw, dude.
It's so gross. It looked like the red stuff that you dip your wontons in.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, it looked like he came out of sweet and sour sauce in that movie. I used to watch it all the time.
Oh, yeah. In the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But what you and I know, that what he was probably looking at was a cell. And as I describe it to you, you're going to be like, hey, buddy, that's a cell. You and I know that. But what he claimed he saw were these...
That's scary. To see a cell and not know what it is, I'd be so scared.
I know. I know. Have you seen Dragon Ball Z? Cell is a freaky looking character.
You're welcome, three people.
Yeah, but what Reich had observed, he said, were called bions, B-I-O-N-S. And these were little molecules that had a membrane around the outside, almost like, I don't know, a cell. But they were filled with a substance, a liquidy substance he called orgon. And a person named Martin Gardner wrote in his book called Fads and Fallacies in the Name of Science, he said, it consists of a membrane surrounding a liquid and pulsates continuously with orgon energy. This pulsation is the dance of life, the basic convulsive rhythm of the love which finds its highest expression in the pulsation of the orgasm formula. That's orgon. It's very sexy. It's,
yeah, there's sounds like they're really weaving an orgon trail for us to follow.
How many times are you going to make that joke this episode? I'm not, I mean,
at least one
bad.
More time.
I love it.
I mean, you said dysentery once. I'm going to talk about buying too many pants later.
Yeah. Reich also described them when he was observing them. They split apart and reproduced asexually, much like, I don't know, bacteria. But he said these were, of course, the foundations of life, like I said before. And at the time, a bunch of scientists were like, dude, you took a culture, you didn't sanitize it properly, some bacteria made its way onto your slide, and that's what you saw. And he's like, no, we have to have a movement.
Wow. Wow.
That, I know.
A lot of energy.
And when someone says that.
A lot of orgon in this guy.
I know. A lot of positive orgon. So supposedly what he did to prove that these weren't just bacteria is he put the bions next to cancer cells and it killed the cancer cells. And then bringing in this was the time of the psychoanalyst phase. Of course, he was a friend of Freud. Any traumatic experience or repressed sexuality could create a blockage in your orgon, which he called armoring. It's just like accumulated and wouldn't flow like chi in other cultures. And this would turn into deadly orgon energy, or DOR, and that's what creates the psychological or physical issues that we experience day to day. Now, in today's society, DOR can also be generated by high and low EMFs, and that's why we're all so unhealthy today, what with our cell phones and microwaves and record players and Nintendo Entertainment Systems.
That's a lot of stuff, Nick.
I know.
How do I protect myself or shield myself from that stuff?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, John. I don't know how you're doing this. It feels like I gave you a script of things to say. But in 1939, the Nazis began moving north in Europe, and Reich immigrated to the United States, where he continued his research. And in 1940, he finally made the infamous orgon accumulator. And now, for everyone joining us live, I'm going to put those pictures back up here. But what it was like a giant rectangular wooden box that was about, I think, 6 feet tall and probably 3 feet wide, big enough for just one person to sit inside. And then, so the outside was all wooden. The inside was to be a flat, smooth metal surface on all six sides. And then in between the inside and the outside, you'd have like a layer of organic insulation like cotton or wool. And then you'd have a layer of metal of some sort, like steel wool was popular. And then another layer of that organic insulation.
And
the purpose of that, well, you would think it'd make it quiet.
Right?
It was his podcast booth. What he claimed was that this was the perfect setup to capture all the good orgon energy. And this was from Wired. Here's how simple the therapy is, according to Wired. Simply enter the box, shut the door behind you, and take a seat. After a few minutes, your skin will begin to tingle, and you'll feel a sort of warming. Your heart rate will stabilize at a Goldilocks pace, neither too high nor too low. You will feel, in a word, enlivened. It's not bread, unleavened. But take care not to stay in too long. The minute you begin to feel nauseated, make your exit, for your body has been charged to capacity with orgon.
Oh, dope. And so it was like a wireless charger.
Exactly.
Like what you put your iPhone
for a
on.
Human. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you couldn't sit in it, if you were like bedridden or something like that, they made a blanket version here. I have a picture up on the screen here. There's a blanket version. There's also eventually a hat version. What they discovered later on was that orgon would escape through your head, so they made what looks like a tinfoil hat you'd mm-hmm. put on your head. It would take the good orgon exiting your body and recycle it back into your body.
So until you got to the hat, all this made perfectly scientific sense. You're yeah. you're in a deprivation chamber and you're meditating.
That's right.
Or
yeah.
you have a weighted blanket.
It just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
There's also this box. I didn't see a lot of talk about this box, but there's like this square cube with a hose and like a funnel coming out of it, and you're supposed to like breathe the air out of the box because it was supposed to accumulate good orgon. Didn't actually have anything
Wait,
in it.
Sponge. Okay. So the box was square?
Yeah, it's not a bong.
And it was like a spongy material with like a hose in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you getting at here?
Well, there's only two more pieces of my joke puzzle until I solve it with the punchline SpongeBob SquarePants. But I'm having a hard time getting there. And
Orgon SquarePants.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's all there is to this therapy. The device itself is still unpatented, or it was never patented, I should say. So if you want to go out there and build it yourself, there is a 175-page pamphlet that can guide you to...
I thought you were going to say dollar. Wow.
No, 175-page pamphlet you can get out there that teaches you all the ins and outs of how to build this thing.
I was
going to
say, that the time that you spend doing that might be worth more than $175. You know?
I know. All the materials certainly cost more than $175.
Yeah. Now, have you read some of these? Like, what's like on page 50? Like, what could possibly be?
Oh, I didn't look at it. I'm not spending my time on that.
What's it called?
I have better things to do.
I'll read page 50. Orgon, 175-page kit. Google search. Okay, go on.
Jason's wondering what would happen if you stayed in too long and accumulated too many orgons.
Your permanent life force probably goes down. Like when you go to your settings and you check your battery percentage.
It's unhealthy battery life. Yeah. So what happens next depends on who you ask. And I'm going to make a weird comparison, but I believe that our smart audience will see some parallels here. Back when COVID-19 first hit, remember when the FDA descended upon people selling cures, like homeopathic cures and stuff like that? That's because that's what they're supposed to do. That's what the FDA is there for, to protect a consumer from getting a product that doesn't do what it claims. Mm-hmm. And way back in the 50s, the FDA was still around, and you have this guy going around claiming that he could, like, he did a bunch of experiments on burns, which I love because he's like, the orgon accumulator, if you had a small burn and it was a little red, it would cure the redness after being in there for like an hour or two. But like for real burns, the redness wouldn't go away for like 2 or 3 days, which I don't know if you know this. That's like how long it would usually take those to go away without an orgon accumulator.
Yeah,
but
that's because of all the, what do you call it?
This is the orgon in the atmosphere.
The midichlorians. That's what I was. Yeah.
Midichlorians. Well, I guess he just never had a sunburn and just let it cure itself. But you have this guy going around claiming he can cure burns, arthritis, depression, cancer, you name it. And the FDA descended upon him, too, because it didn't work. And that's what they're supposed to do. And a bunch of orgon subscribers will say things like, they went to his lab with axes and destroyed it. And I'm not sure if that's true or not. That was from a Wired article, but they said that that's what the other people claimed. They also say, like, the FDA fell on gossip and rumor to attack him. They had an aggressive harassment campaign against him. They struck all of his research from the record. What I do know is the FDA said, look, orgon isn't real. They said, if you keep selling this stuff, you're going to jail. And he kept selling it, so they put him in jail. And what's a little extreme is they did sentence him to life in prison.
Oh.
And he died in prison in 1957.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that is a little harsh. And it doesn't help the case when people are like, well, Orgon's real. The government just doesn't want people to use it because then they'll live forever. They put this guy in jail for life and he died because they don't want people to find out. Like, it only helps that case even further, which is just annoying.
Do you think he wanted to go in solitary confinement to recharge?
Yeah, he's like, can you build a solitary confinement contraption?
Yeah, I've been thinking of redecorating.
Specifications. So, like I said before, I figured Orgon was dead. Everyone was like, what a crazy fad. But of course, there are plenty of Orgon products you can still get today. The most popular one is Orgonite, which if I was a good streamer, I would have had pulled up already. So I'm going to pull it up while I...
No, I like this.
Vamp.
It just really opened up a world of possibilities that you could show quite anything you want on that screen.
Yeah, so they're very pretty, like resin rocks, I'll call them. Mm-hmm. They're in the shape of a pyramid, of course, because pyramids they solve every problem you could possibly have.
Now, what is the percentage of stores that also sell incense?
100%.
And dragon
statues. What kind of question is that? Okay. Look at these. These are exclusively sold in shops that when you step in them for 5 seconds, you have incense stuck on your clothes.
Yeah, Dragon Statues Incense and Orgon Omai at the mall. I think had the same one and it's in the second row.
So. Right next to Bath and Body Worlds. Yeah. So they're these very pretty rocks that, much like salt lamps, I would say, it only buy it because it's pretty, not because you think it'll actually do anything. One of the websites selling these...
Or when you got a really one of those industrial strength cheese graters and you just want a little bit of fresh Himalayan in your soup, you know?
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
get your Himalayan salt lamp and shave that puppy down for that fresh rock.
You can't
yum,
do
yum.
That to this. You can't okay. do I'm sure some people have tried to put it in their food. But one of the websites selling these things said, continued research has led to this discovery.
I'm really glad you said food and not, I'm sure some people try to put it in their organs.
in their organs. I'm raising my eyebrows.
Thanks. Yeah. Jokes are funnier when you retell them to the person.
Well, I just want
to
make sure everyone at home knows I'm,
told
that
them
isn't,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this website said, continued research has led to the discovery that the suspension of metals and quartz crystal within cured polyester resin results in the formation of a matrix, not the Neo one, which aligns, magnifies, and directs Orgon energy. The quartz crystal receives a significant energetic charge on its surface from the compression of the resin on the quartz during the curing process, which is known as piezoelectricity, which isn't how that works. Like, there is piezoelectricity. It's found in things like crystals and stuff, but that's after years and years of compression. Anyway, polyester resin has a significant capacity to absorb electromagnetic energy, and the metals both attract and reflect these energies.
Mm.
Say that out loud real fast and tell me you still believe yourself.
It's because you're reading it wrong. Can you read the sentence to me one more time?
Yes. Polyester resin mm-hmm. has a significant capacity to absorb electromagnetic energy, and the metals both attract and reflect these energies.
Okay. Now, here's what they mean. So, like, polyester energies have, like, the ability...
Have you ever worn, like, polyester?
Dude, it
imagine that in
and
a rock.
Reflects. That's, yeah, I think that's what they meant.
Yeah, they finished it out by saying a powerful trinity that is greater than the sum of its parts. There's another...
So the Triforce.
Yeah. There's another website that said, this is a simpler explanation and actually tells you what the product is. Orgonite is a mixture of catalyzed fiberglass resin with metal shavings, particles, or powders poured into molds. It is said to attract... etheric energy, similarly to rakes accumulators. Some people also add a couple of crystals to the mixture for their ability to make the energy more coherent or to enhance the working the Orgonite. That's exactly how it reads from their website. And you can get them for like $30 on Amazon, or you can make them yourself.
Man, it's so easy not to ruin your life if you just spend $50 here and there. On Orgon, tinfoil hats, liquid silver.
Just a little bit there. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Now, the problem that I find with this stuff is there's like little to no research on it because it is very ridiculous, sorry to say. But it's also very easy to disprove. Like, I want to point out that the cell, you know, the building blocks of life, were first observed in the 1600s. And by the 1800s, we already knew that they were the building blocks of life. And you can, like, you could just look at a cell under a microscope. You don't even have to pay a bunch of money for it. We did this in high school.
Now, I got a question for you. Of the objects that cure things, like all the cure-alls, the Himalayan salt lamps and the crystals.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most expensive item that you could buy if you're buying into, you know, that it actually helps cure you?
I don't know if this counts, but all of those fluoride water removers that we talked about.
Yeah.
Were like $300. Yeah. Yeah. Those were the most expensive ones I've ever seen.
I think that could probably do it, but I bet you there's crystals out there that they say, like, you know, this diamond cures certain things.
Oh, yeah. I'll need to look up.
Just go to Goop. Oh.
we'll do that after the break in like 5 minutes. I'll go to Goop and see what the most expensive crystal on there is. But so yeah, like you can look at a cell under a microscope, see that it's not flowing with organ. What he did by looking at these microorganisms under a microscope was just rediscover the cell. It's like one time I was like, man, I really like thrift shopping, but sometimes you have to sift through a lot of garbage. Like, there's a broken waffle maker. It's split in half. Why are you trying to sell that? It's because someone dropped it off at Goodwill for free, and they're like, well, just put it on the shelf. Someone will buy it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if, like, there was a place kind of like Goodwill, but, like, the people running it gave you money in return so that you knew what they were selling had value. Like, there was a premium for it, so you weren't just sifting through a bunch of garbage. Yeah. And then what I realized was, congratulations, you just reinvented the pawn shop.
Wow, dude. That's how, like, people came up with it originally.
That's like what Wilhelm Reich did. He's just like, oh, dude, check this out, bro. No one's ever seen this except for 400 years ago. I guess it was 200 years ago at the time.
Do you think that people ever had the same exact thought process as you and you're like, I'm the only person who's ever thought of this? And then you think
And then you Google it. Like, I was like, oh, I want to make a shirt that says, like, Occam's razor, and it's like a shaving, what do you call this? A razor. A razor. Single, those razors, you know, the razors. And then, like, you Google it, and it's like, of course someone's done that already.
Like 500 of them. They probably come in, like, a man box on a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I also want to point out that the therapy states once you're nauseated, you can leave the box. And one of the first signs of carbon dioxide is if you start to feel nauseous, there might be a carbon dioxide leak in your area.
Jeez. You know what also would be kind of fun is if you get it in and it's like one of those VR machines that starts like twisting and doing, or like when you go at this, I don't know what you would have that would be similar, like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults type deal. When you go in, like, the box and it starts flipping upside down and you're watching a video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had those, like, the movie theater and stuff.
They should have, like, an organ machine that does that, that spins.
So you get nauseated faster?
Yeah, I would do that to all my investors.
Absolutely. And then the last thing I want to say is that supposedly deadly organ energy comes from traumatic memories or repressed sexuality, and that's what causes your ailments. So what about babies and children that have no memories or traumatic experiences? Like, this kid with leukemia needs organ to cure their cancer caused by traumatic memories.
I mean, what would his answer be? How would he dance around that?
I imagine they'd say something like, kids born with those diseases, or like cerebral palsy. I've heard this said before. Or it was on No Ross and Carrie. Carrie's fiance, or maybe now husband, has cerebral palsy, and they said that in a similar claim, it wasn't Oregon. They're like, well, your mother must have had whatever this is when she was pregnant with you.
Mm.
So your mother had repressed sexuality or a traumatic memory that caused deadly Oregon.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme to sell me a baby-sized Oregon, Nicholas.
Well, that's what the blanket's for, right?
Okay.
But then, like, you're putting all the onus on the mother. And this all just becomes as if, like, hysteria and therapy that involves men being like, my wife's crazy, give her an orgasm because I won't, wasn't sexist enough. This quickly becomes very sexist, in my opinion.
You know, so they just had repressed sexual energy, it sounds like he did. And he just reflected that on everybody else.
Yeah, but because he was so sex positive, I don't believe that.
Yeah, but he just didn't have access to proper tools.
Yeah, I guess so.
So he made one up. And his idea of a sexy time was, why don't you sit in this box in the dark for like 5 minutes, an hour, and I'll go in the other
that
room.
That really got his gears going, if you know what I mean.
Apparently, it worked. Yeah. He had better health, right?
I don't know. Well,
so
I guess...
If he thought it was all about sexual repressed sexual energy, though, this is the original guy that thought it, or did they twist his words down the
no,
road?
No, no, no. This was his original thoughts, yeah.
Okay. So then, what did he, like, wink at them when they opened the door back up? Like, how did he know that anything he was experienced while they're in the box?
Because
did he claim...
they felt nauseated.
Oh, and that's how you're supposed to feel when you have sexual arousal?
Yeah.
Is nauseated? Okay. I'm learning a
lot
about this, man.
Have you ever been sexually aroused?
Nicholas... What's the next, literally the next sentence on your paper? I need you to read that and continue from there.
That's all I have, man. I thought we could take a break while I look up the most expensive crystal on goop.com.
Okay, I'll race you.
All right, we'll be right back. John.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find us?
You can find us on StrangerSocialShow.com. You can also go to iTunes, the physical location, not the Apple Store. Don't confuse the two. You got to look up iTunes near me. And then when you get there, there's going to be a section called reviews. I want you to go down that hallway. I want you to go to S, which I think is on the 17th floor on the elevator. And I want you to leave us a review, Nicholas.
Yes.
Now, that's a little Mind Palace exploration that I want you to practice on our actual real iTunes, because that's how you're really going to cure yourself.
Yeah. And if you're, it'll make you feel good. It'll make us feel good. It just, it makes everyone feel good, and you should do it. There you
go.
I also want to say, if you want to see us live every Tuesday ish, if we're feeling up to it, we'll live stream.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if we get people that want to hear more of this stuff and subscribe to Patreon, maybe we'll get rid of the ish if we're feeling it, and we'll start doing it regularly.
Yeah, every Tuesday around 7:30 Central. Join us and talk to us.
It's been fun
during the show.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and shout out to Hannah, who's like, when are you doing those again? And I was like, oh, damn it, I think anyone actually cared. Now people care, I got to start doing them again. And then the last thing, you already mentioned it, is patreon.com/strangerstill. If you like the show and you want to listen to more, we've got, I had the number and then I forgot what it was. I think it's 28 bonus episodes up there right now. I'm pulling it up on the live stream to guilt everyone watching right now.
Okay, bud. I think I found something.
Yeah.
I'm going to message this to you. You try to find the most expensive item you can that would heal you, and I will too. And then we'll compare the two.
Oh.
We'll see who
the most expensive?
Find the most expensive. Don't tell me the price. I'm gonna message it to you on Facebook, and you're gonna message me yours, and then we'll read each other's prices and see who got higher.
Okay, hang on. I'm plugging
like
Patreon
minute.
Really fast.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. So for $1 a month, you get to join our Discord. For $5 a month, you get the bonus episodes, and then for $10 a month, we'll send you a shirt. Now, what were you telling me to do?
Okay, find the most expensive item you can.
Yeah, that was easy.
And message it to me, and I bet you I found one more expensive.
I went to Amazon.
Okay. You go ahead and enjoy your life thinking you're victorious before you read about the arc reactor I found. But
the arc reactor you found? I'm multitasking so hard right now, I have no idea what is even happening in my life right now.
Well, it's a 64 arc crystal isotropic vector matrix, Nicholas.
Oh, I'll open... Oh, God. I'm pulling it up here. Oh, Google's talking to me.
You
don't talk to me.
Do have to pay customs and duties on it, but your order will arrive because they're in stock. 3 to 5 business days.
This is a real matrix. Wow. Okay.
Hold on. Let me show you how it works real quick. Your arc has been delivered to you completely charged and ready, which is great. You love when your technology arrives charged.
Yeah, you don't want to have to charge your own crystals.
Right. To begin using the crystal, simply remove it from its jewelry case and place the chain around your neck with the pendant on the front. You may adjust the chain to length most suitable to your needs by selecting one of the three loops to connecting the clasp. The complete guide is here. How do I structure the water? You have to charge it with water, such as juices, wine, or oils and creams. Put it in a container. Suspend the container centered over the crystal with the orientation markings. Sorry, this is just all so interesting. I had to read.
Sorry.
It takes about 20 minutes to charge. Did you see the price?
Yeah, $51,200.
Mm.
That's pretty bad. I was really fascinated by the fact if you click on the second picture and click on the magnifying glass to make it bigger. Oh, I minimized you so you're frozen. Whoops. There you go. Now you're not frozen. If you hit the magnifying glass, it shows you a smaller picture.
Yeah. Good website.
Yeah, great website. Is that the same here? Yeah.
Even if you, and if you maximize it, it's like in a really big black border.
Yeah. The only so I found on Amazon, there is this $10,000 amethyst crystal natural quartz 35 kilograms gemstone healing energy Reiki aura stone statue natural peace home healing decor positive energy. Free shipping though.
Okay. Okay. What's the price? Hit me.
$10,000.
Okay. All right. So that's a bargain, buddy. That's a bargain compared to the Matrix.
And then the most expensive one on Goop, the most expensive healing crystal I could find was just this healing crystal necklace. It says wearable alternative to keeping a crystal in your pocket or perching one on your desk the way Goop staffers do. Glad to know that. This 1.5-inch pendant is cut from clear quartz, said to amplify the wearer's energy and intent. And it hangs off a sparkly bale studded with diamonds. Oh, that's probably why it's expensive. Mm-hmm. It's $550.
You know what I'd like to do after this? Like, let's finish the episode and then we can keep going for people that are like members of the group.
Yeah.
And I want to show you, watch this video with you about the Arc Diamond Crystal, how it works.
Sounds good. Well, I think that'll do it for our losers that are listening in the past.
Hey, got 'em.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.